How to do, buckaroos? Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Friday at long last, December 6th, 2019. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Happy Friday.
It is indeed. Also with me, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, hey.
Happiest of Fridays to you.
Now, happy nearly Christmas that's Friday.
Just hey, hey.
Hey, hey. You know, that works. Charlotte, I'd like to start with you because you've had something very interesting happen this week in London with Premier League soccer or football, depending where you live.
Yeah. So this side of the Atlantic, for the first time properly, we've had an entire round of Premier League football matches streamed. And it's going to happen again, actually, on the 26th and 27th of December. But this was the first time because Amazon Prime bought the rights to it.
Okay.
And so what they decided to do was we don't normally do this in the UK. We have some very arcane sports broadcasting rules, which I won't go into here. But basically, you have, over the course of a weekend of, say, of a round of matches of 10 matches, you have maybe between 4 and 5 of those broadcast.
Okay.
So, but what Amazon did on Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night is over the course of those 3 nights, they broadcast all 10 matches. They staggered the start times for some of them, but you could jump in between different games. You could turn the commentary off and just hear the stadium.
Oh.
You could watch highlights from the game you were watching or other games. They put stats in. But it worked pretty well.
Okay.
Now, obviously, there were some issues. There was some lagginess. I mean, I noticed that when I put it on my computer, on my TV and my iPhone, the iPhone was about a minute ahead in the game.
Okay.
It's not perfect, but on Wednesday night, they had 6 games going almost simultaneously at points. They had, including some very, very popular high-profile matches, and the whole system didn't fall down.
Wow.
So, well played, Amazon.
Yeah.
I think you do have to acknowledge that. Because there was obviously, we know this, I mean, we know that's why Disney bought BAMTech. We know Disney Plus had problems at the beginning where stuff fell over. So, like, to keep the show on the road, particularly on Wednesday night with 6 games going on, was pretty impressive. I had a few problems on Tuesday night. Now, I don't know if it's just because my internet decided to throw a hissy fit, or if that was a problem on Amazon Prime side, or a combination of both. So, like I say, not perfect, but a pretty good start.
Yeah, definitely.
And what's particularly interesting, I think, is that because people knew it had these offerings, Tuesday was the record number of sign-ups for Amazon Prime in the UK. And then that was beaten 24 hours later on Wednesday, which was the bigger day of the sports ball.
Okay.
So, I mean, we're talking, they say millions of people watched it. Those sign-up rates beat Prime Day, Black Friday, and also the day that the Grand Tour, which obviously came from Top Gear.
Oh, right.
Which was obviously a very big deal. It beat the day that came out as well. So these are fairly significant numbers, I would say. I don't know, perhaps people went, oh, football, Christmas, Amazon, let's do the whole thing.
Sure. Because this is when they have started the uptick in, for people who don't have Prime, like, you will get, do you have Prime? You should really get Prime. We'll give you Prime free for 30 days to see if you like Prime, which is really awesome because then you can, like, swoop in, get all your Christmas presents shipped and be done and you never had to go to the mall, and that's amazing. Ask me
and
how I know.
And then you also forget that you've got Prime and then you'll pay for Prime.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, what we don't know is if people are just going to do a 30-day free trial. We don't know if people are going to do the annual thing or a month thing. There's lots we don't know in the figures, but what it does show, and what I think is pertinent to our conversations we've been having about Apple and Apple TV Plus, is that if you create services with content that people want and you bundle them correctly, people will buy that stuff and buy more of your stuff.
Yeah.
Right? You create services And in Apple's case, it can be if you create a service, you know, Apple TV Plus, or as I've mentioned before, Apple News Plus. It took me about 25 to 35 seconds of having Apple News Plus to go, I really wish I was reading this on a nice shiny iPad. How much is a nice shiny iPad?
Yeah.
Right? So if you do those things and you provide those services, people are going to buy more stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think the numbers that we saw from Amazon Prime here in the UK give some indication that bears that out.
Now, the thing, I agree with you 100%. And I think, to me, the thing that was interesting about this was when you said that there's 10 matches and they broadcast all 10. And I thought, oh, well, that just means Amazon was streaming footy all day. But no, they were doing games simultaneously, which is the part I was not aware of. So there was a lot of stuff at once.
Yeah, they stacked the kickoff times a little bit.
Yeah.
So you had a 7:30 start and an 8:15 start time, which is also clever because at 45 minutes a half, it meant you could watch lots of two games. So they actually did stuff like that very cleverly.
Yeah, that's really smart. And then also getting to switch between them. Now, as an experience for, like, you were watching a game and wanted to watch a different game, I'm guessing you hopped between at least a couple.
Sure.
When you Was it a good experience to do that?
It was fine, yeah. It worked pretty comfortably.
Okay, good.
It was fine. You, like, have to go back a couple of steps, and then you go into the next one.
Okay.
As you might imagine, Amazon made the UI... They tried to make it as easy as possible. You couldn't really miss where to what. Once you loaded up an Amazon Prime app, I mostly watched it on a smart TV.
Okay.
And once you loaded up the Amazon Prime app on the TV, you couldn't really mistake where you were going.
That's good. Because sometimes that gets overly complicated.
No, I don't think they made the UI too bad. There were some things that people... Like, there were some random stats popping up that people didn't like. There was... some kind of, like, I didn't realize until I saw it on Twitter that there was an option to change the audio, but you know, people get used to this stuff,
right? And this is the first time there's been anything like this for the UK.
We don't have the equivalents in the UK of like NFL Game Pass or MLB.tv. That we don't really have those equivalents at all.
Okay. So that, to me, is pretty interesting. And knowing that they had the tech to do it, knowing that they sort of were broadcasting like multiple channels at the same time because you had different games going on at once, which is cool. And you know, you said it was a decent experience overall, so it wasn't terrible.
It was pretty great. Like, it was much better once I plugged in a hardwired cable.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Well, yeah.
I decided to use it on the second night when it was my team playing. Instead of fussing around with Wi-Fi and hoping it held out, I just plugged an Ethernet cable into my TV. And that worked very well.
Yeah. Even 10 years ago, that would have been a really weird sentence. By the way, it's just sort of funny to me. And who's your team?
Tottenham.
Okay. And
we did not win. So Amazon Prime has failed.
Oh. So they've lost every game they've played on Amazon. That's terrible.
Yeah, that's one way of putting it, yeah.
Yeah. So, I think your perspective on this is interesting, that people, like, if you find a good way to give people what they want, they're gonna show up for it. And this is interesting to me personally, because this is the thing that I've said for the entire time that people have been streaming and trying to get into streaming, was live sports was going to be the thing that was going to lure people away from cable, because not everybody has an antenna or, you know, an HD antenna. And, you know, you have to point it like a different way sometimes if you're not in quite the right spot. So if really want is that channel, then you have to turn another direction. Maybe that means you have to get up on the roof and, you know, it's a whole thing. So
is that a thing? Still?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it totally is a thing. There's at least one website that I know of dedicated to maps of, like, here's where the towers are. and you put in your address and it will tell you, like, if this is the channel that you want, you put it here, and if this is the channel you want, you put it, you point it that way. Like, yeah, it's totally still super unbelievably aggravationally line of sight slash directional. So in some cases it's still really frustrating. I'm interested to see if the live sports thing is a thing that's going to start actually luring people away once it's something that is off the ground and it's common and it's reliable. And I think what's going to drive who sort of wins that is which streaming service makes the best deal. So, you know, if Apple gets the NFL for TV Plus, like, we're done here, right?
You would assume so. I mean, the other thing that's worth mentioning is that Amazon did put a lot of money into this. They've had like hundreds of cameras, 70 different presenters and commentators and pundits. Like, they went to town on this.
Okay.
I heard Andrew's really keen to sign up to a sports subscription streaming package.
Yeah, Andrew, you can't wait for this, right?
Yeah, I can't wait to find which sports ball I prefer.
Andrew's really into the sports ball.
He's super duper into the sports ball. Nothing makes him happier than when they move the thing to the other thing. I personally am going to campaign for NBA. Obviously, Charlotte's going to campaign for international soccer. So we'll see. So stay tuned, listeners, for which sports ball it is that Andrew decides he's actually going to try and figure out, because it's going to be great. I assure you.
Amazing.
Which is... it's weird because I did play sports as a kid. I just don't like walking it. Charlotte might be impressed to learn that I played soccer for a long time.
Nice.
Really?
Yep. Did the beard take over?
yep.
The beard got in the way of the ball.
Traded in. It did. Like, no, I'd rather have a beard than a soccer ball. So here we are.
Sure. Mm-hmm. It happens.
Happens to the best of us. Yeah. All right. I would like to tell you for a moment about our sponsor. Our sponsor today is Lightstream. Lightstream wants to help you refinance your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan. You can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay, which is way lower than the average of over 20% APR on most credit cards. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. There are no fees, no application fees, origination fees, transaction fees, and there's also no prepayment penalty. So if you get out ahead of it a little bit and you want to get off that repayment early, you totally can. It doesn't cost you at all. You can apply straight from your phone, and you might even be able to get your money the same day you applied. Lightstream thinks if you have good credit, you deserve a low rate, and that's what they want to give you. So just for my listeners, if you apply now, you can get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/TDO. That's lightstream.com/TDO to get an additional discount on that loan rate. lightstream.com/TDO. And here come the disclaimers. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/TDO for more information. And we'd like to thank Lightstream for sponsoring the show today. Now, speaking of credit cards, we are in the thick of the silly spending season. And Andrew, you and Charlotte have teamed up for a little something to give some people ideas on what to spend that money on.
Yeah. So the first thing I want to talk about is this lamp that I'm kind of weirdly excited about.
The lamp. Okay. Andrew and I shot a video, which is up on the Mac Observer, where I was like, Andrew, you review cool stuff. Let's do a video where you tell people what cool stuff they should buy this Christmas. Andrew, what did you pick?
Andrew, love lamp, is what I'm hearing.
It is. It's an inflatable lamp.
Okay.
Seriously.
Because that makes it better.
Okay, so.
Well, it does. Of course it does.
Twist. Yeah, it's called the Blumio Twist. It is solar powered, but you can also charge it via USB. It's cool because it has this air valve at the bottom.
Okay.
And you twist it and it collapses into like maybe 2 inches thick.
Okay.
So it's great for camping. If you like it, I'm not saying it looks bad, but it's not stylish. But if you don't care about that, you can just put it on your desk as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like the idea. And, like, you showed it to us in the meeting, and the thing I like about it is that it's a little bit structured, so when you collapse it, it sort of goes to the same sort of shape every time, because the sides are a little bit stiff. Because I've seen straight-up inflatable ones that you just sort of squish flat. And those are great, but you can't always guarantee, like, you got all the air out of it, so maybe it's bigger now than it was, you know, when you started, or you have to sit there and, like, you know, spend a bunch of time trying to get all the air out of it. And this seemed like a nice way to solve that problem. If you're a super fan of inflatable lights, you know.
Yeah, so it's a hexagon, so this means it has, like, a predetermined path to go.
Yeah.
So once it is inflated, it actually is pretty sturdy. And because it's, you know, all plastic, it's also waterproof. Mm-hmm. Now,
I'm really pleased that our list now have an insight into what I have to part with.
Yeah. Now, I forgot to mention the price on our video, but that doesn't matter because I looked at the product page and it says it sold out and the price isn't listed at all.
Okay. So your headline in the gift guide is something people can't get their hands on.
Well,
right, which is sad.
Well, yeah, it said it was, but you know, maybe keep an eye out and they may try and get some more.
Right.
We picked a couple of nice things. I picked some Mujo gloves that work with your iPhone that both Andrew and I have tested, and I think you liked them as well, didn't you, Andrew? We were fans of them.
Yeah, it's very warm.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, Andrew has tested them in Michigan wintry weather, which is far winterier than most places, and so if they're keeping Andrew's hands warm, you're well served by them, I imagine.
And they actually work. You can actually use your phone with them.
Yeah. Which is the second piece of that. Like, if you're going to get gloves that have a smart screen, you know, a smartphone finger, whatever, that they try to tell you will work. I have tried some of those, and they have varying degrees of success. It's actually one of the unadvertised benefits of Face ID is that you don't have to go through gyrations anymore in cold weather if you need to unlock your phone for something. So that was the thing we talked about here was, like, if you're waiting for transit in terrible weather and you don't want to take your gloves off, but you got to unlock your phone to see when the bus is going to get here or when the train shows up, then that's kind of a super pain in the neck that we used to talk about in the before times when everything had a home
button. That literally happened to me today, and I was wearing the gloves. I actually used them, and I could swipe up, I could wave my face, and I didn't have to take my gloves off, and I stayed warm. And I could also turn a podcast on, so that was nice.
That's excellent. Yeah. Those gloves sound cool. So, now I know what y'all can get me for Christmas. Apparently I need an inflatable light and a pair of gloves.
Some other good stuff that Andrew picked as well. We had some fun.
And you all should go check it out. There will be a link in the show notes, and you can find that gift guide on Mac Observer. Now, my surprise question for you, Charlotte, because I didn't ask you this earlier, is are you going to be doing more video gift guides with other people?
I don't think we've planned any, but you're welcome to join me for one if you want, and I know Andrew's going to be writing some as well, so we'll be sharing many of the things that we think are cool over, and also Maybe we can also do a bit of a compilation of our reviews over the year, because we're lucky. We get sent some cool stuff that people might want to hear about.
Yes.
You know who you should get on the show? Make it a plot twist and invite Chuck Joyner.
Whoa.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Mm-hmm. It's not a plot twist if you tell people.
I happen to know he listens, so hi Chuck. Would you like to come on the show with Charlotte? Because let me sign you up, Charlotte. Do you want to have Chuck on the show? Because he would totally come by and do one. I think
that's not even a question. I always want time with Chuck Joyner.
Everyone wants time with Chuck Joyner. Chuck Joyner is delightful. Chuck Joyner does a gift guide video series of his own, which you should absolutely check out. I've talked about it before. And Chuck, shoot me a note and let me know if you want to be on the gift guide. If you have ideas for the gift guide, or if you have clever things that you are gifting people this year for Christmas, we want to hear from you as well. All of our listeners who are not Chuck Joyner, you can get a hold of us at observations@macobserver.com. You can get us at TMO Daily on Twitter, or you can leave comments in the show notes. Links preferred if you are recommending a particular product. We want to know what it is that... you are giving out this year as well. I think my fallback for most people is going to be, if nothing else, adding a decent lightning cable or a decent wireless charger, depending. I know a number of people who got new phones this year who may not be in the wireless charging camp yet. And so as convenient as the lightning cable is compared to what we had before that, wireless charging is even more convenient than that. So it makes it really nice to just set your phone down and it's charging. It's magic. It's great. So I think that's probably going to be my default.
The lightning cable.
What?
In 2021.
Well, yeah. yeah, that's totally going to happen in 2021, Andrew. I believe it. I don't believe it. That's going to do it for us today. Like I said, we definitely want to get your recommendations out there, listeners. And in the meantime, I'd like to thank both of you for being here today. Andrew, thanks for coming by to talk to us about the gift guide.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And thanks for doing that one and for continuing to write them. Charlotte, thank you so much for being here to talk to us about footy.
Always.
I figured. I'm your host, Kelly Gaumont. I will talk to all of you on Monday. In the meantime, be excellent to each other.